Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information. Wexford Arts Centre, based in the historic Cornmarket building, was established in 1974. It is the only multi-arts centre in Wexford, delivering a vibrant arts programme of exhibitions, performances and creative education workshops for all in the community. Operating in partnership with the Irish Youth Foundation and supporting partners Youth Action Northern Ireland, the fund invests in community groups that are orientated towards young people, with this year's theme centred around empowering young people through learning, inclusion and sustainable development. We decided to pop down to the venue and talk to CEO of Wexford Arts Centre, Elizabeth White. Elizabeth has held the position of CEO since 2006, so we asked her about sustainability in general and if, as the years go on, the Arts Centre is becoming more and more sustainable.
Next year we're celebrating our 50th anniversary as the oldest regional arts centre in Ireland, and that's a major celebration for us. So I think, you know, you can definitely say we've done our work ensuring that the arts centre has been sustainable over the years, and you know, we've all gone through hard times like any other organisation. I think where the best we've done is in support funding, enhancing current funding that we have with the Arts Council, the Wexford County Council, through partnerships, Hubble, and also, you know, most recently in sponsorship. We secured the AIB Community Fund, which is quite a significant fund to contribute towards our creative community engagement programmes, and also some support as well from PwC and Coca-Cola and other as well private patrons and friends. And I think it's because we demonstrate that we have a good sustainable programme, and in our operations as well. We've really strong governance and transparency as well through our board and subcommittees. And I think when people see that, you know, they're willing to support and invest in what we're doing here.
As we took a stroll around the new Arts Centre extension that only opened recently, we asked how sustainable is this Arts Centre that we're in now and what work has gone into it.
Well, I suppose from the environmental and kind of energy saving sustainability aspect, we obviously have the new build here, which we're in today, and that's made a significant difference to us. We have heating wise, it's a heat pump, so it'll, you know, takes in air and for heating the building, and then expels air that's for cooling the building as well. Now we're still in the snags list, so we're only just open a year since last October. So, you know, we're comparing our energy savings. It will take a little while to kick in. So, but this time next year, we'll really, really notice the savings, I'm sure, in the energy costs. Also, we have a lovely green roof as well outside as well, which helps with insulation. And we recently upgraded our beautiful windows in the theatre with National Gates and did a beautiful job. Refurbishing the old windows, but they do have a double glaze, but you don't notice it. It's a single glaze. It looks like a single glaze, but it is a double glazing. So we're definitely making inroads on the energy savings there. And we're also a member of Ecomerish, and Phil Walker, who manages that, he's really brilliant with us. He comes in each year, he checks on what we're doing, and he gives us templates to complete to check our energy savings, how we're cutting down on wastage, reducing our carbon footprint in any ways we can. So, you know, areas that we've looked at and revised that, like we don't print tickets anymore. You can book your ticket and you can come in on the phone and you get checked in on the phone. Of course, I know there's some people that like to have a ticket in the hand, and we will print it if they want that. But that's cutting down our print savings. We haven't done programmes in years, really, since 2008 when everything crashed and we lost money. Because we found, you know, engaging with people through our email newsletter, and people, we've a lot of 15,000 followers on social media. That's really great for keeping people informed of what's coming up. And we'll do little flyers just in-house, which encourages people to come in, have a chat with Jackie, Mandy and the other staff to find out what's coming up as well in the programme.
Staying on the topic of the extension, we put the question to Elizabeth that when building the new extension, did those involved have to keep sustainability in the back of their minds when it came to what was involved and the outcome?
Very much so, because it's one thing to have a new build, and then it's another thing to manage it and run it operations wise. That's why, you know, the energy saving was important for us that in this new building, and then looking at ways to cut down on waste management. So these facilities, there is more use now within the community to help sustain then the operations.
We know how much work goes into being sustainable in our everyday life, so we wondered exactly how much extra work goes into being as sustainable as possible in this day and age, and if it's becoming any easier as technology and awareness improves.
It's becoming easier. I think it's always a hard task, no matter what way you look at it, but I think it's to be constantly monitoring and evaluating so that you can adapt, to be flexible. I think today's organisations and businesses, you have to be adaptable to change, to ensure that you're a sustainable ongoing.
And finally, to finish off our chat with Elizabeth, we asked if she would say sustainability is now at the heart of everything they do at Wexford Arts Centre.
It certainly is. You know, we want to, our remit is, you know, arts for all, arts for life. And part of that is supporting artists. It's providing a quality arts programme for all in the community to enjoy. And, you know, to sustain that, we have to raise funds to pay artists. We have to ensure our operations are in the best condition they are, so when everybody comes in they have a good time and enjoy it and spread the word. So you're constantly, you know, you're constantly looking into sustainability, because that's what it's all about. To keep an art centre going, you have to keep everybody happy.
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.